U.S. tariffs on $34 billion U.S. dollars worth of Chinese imports took effect last Friday, targeting products from sectors such as aerospace, auto parts, and medical equipment. Chinese authorities immediately brought in retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products amounting to $34 billion U.S. dollars as well. Ralph Ives is the Executive Vice President of Global Strategy and Analysis with the Advanced Medical Technology Association based in the United States. He says the tariffs are likely to result in a lot of pain at home.
They import the component, it's going to be a cost pressure. And there's going to be pressures in terms of our manufacturers because their costs are going to increase and they're not going to be reimbursed for that additional cost.
Mary Lefley, researcher at the Washington, D.C.-based Peterson Institute for International Economics, says her research is suggesting multinationals are more likely to pay the price.
Instead, we find that it is American, European, Japanese multinationals that are operating in China and selling back to the United States. That is, the tariffs are placed on goods that are then further processed into goods that are sold inside the American market or are exported by American-based companies.
Chad Fang, another senior researcher with Peterson, says products from multinationals operating in China actually account for a greater proportion of Chinese imports, especially in sectors such as computer and electronic products.
87% of the U.S. imports coming in of those things are not coming in from Chinese companies. They're coming in from American, Japanese, Korean, European, lots of multinationals, but they're not Chinese. So that's why it's strange to tax inputs. The U.S. tariffs are hitting mostly non-Chinese firms, so the subsidiaries of American companies and the companies of allies.
In the wake of the new tariffs, U.S. companies affected by additional charges now face the option of either paying more to export their products to China or try to redirect their inventories to other countries. However, Ralph Ives with the Advanced Medical Technology Association knows that changing to another country could end up costing U.S. companies more in the long run.
It's not as easy as just saying, I was getting this product from China. I think tomorrow I'll go to Malaysia. Or it's just because for two reasons. One, they have to find that supplier. That they have to make sure that is a reliable supplier. And then they have to go to the U.S. FDA and make sure that that product is consistent with the product that they have approval on the U.S. market. And those all take time, particularly for a smaller manufacturer.
Ives knows negotiations are underway between the U.S. medical equipment sector and Chinese authorities to determine whether companies involved in the medical industry might be exempt from the current trade fight. For CII, I'm Xie Cheng.